Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Good morning. It is 7:20 and 64 degrees on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings on WRHI's 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Ashley Lang.
And I'm Brandon Guffey.
And this morning we are joined with our first guest, Catherine Martin, who is in charge of the charity called Melanated Melon. And Catherine, this is your first time to Palmetto Mornings, so welcome.
Thank you.
Start by telling us about the charity Melanated Melon and where this came from, how it started.
So Melanated Melon is a veteran-driven humanitarian effort committed to helping families impacted by childhood cancer. And so I came by way of this work after losing my own son, 15-year-old Jonathan McCain, to a rare cancer called NET midline carcinoma. And it just moved me so much to want to do something more in the community. I saw a gap within the hospital and within our community that needed to be addressed. And so that's kind of how I came to doing this work right here today.
What type of cancer is this? Is this a skin cancer?
Right. So NET midline carcinoma is very rare. It's not very many people diagnosed with that cancer. It's not very much research that went in that is found with this particular style of cancer. So that in itself is going to be hard to treat. So when we were diagnosed, Jonathan was, they didn't have a good prognosis for him. And so it was going to be something that we knew was going to happen super quick. They gave us approximately 6 months for him to make it or to be able to survive the cancer. But we only got 3 of those 6 months.
What would you want people to know about Jonathan? Tell us a little bit about Jonathan.
So Jonathan was quirky, funny, smart, highly intelligent young man. He wasn't like a savant or anything like that, but he worked really hard in everything that he did. He was a community servant, and that's one of the things I loved about Jonathan so much and why I wanted to bring his story to life, because we hear so much negative stuff in the on the airways or on the television about, you know, young black children, but he was one of the ones that was, you know, different. He wanted to help. He wanted to mentor young people. He was all about community service. And I think he got a lot of that from us as, you know, prior service military folks who just always are doing things within the community and trying to give back to our community. So we really pushed that a lot within our with our children.
Have you been able to connect with other families who also are going through what you've been through? Are you able to kind of walk alongside some of these families?
Absolutely. We just went to Aubrey Cerruti, which is a 7-year-old young girl who just finished up her cancer treatment and was able to ring her bell this past week. I'm super excited for that family because we know that journey was difficult, but we were able to meet these young people a year ago or so, and we've been connected ever since. So it's just nice to see that some children are able to survive and move forward and continue to be productive. And her story is so funny because she says she wanted to be a rapper. I thought that was just the cutest thing. But, you know, I think she's just happy to be able to be out here and know she knows the Lord. She just wants to do whatever it is that makes her happy. And that, to me, was just an amazing story for Aubrey. And so I've been blessed to have her a part of my life and continue to watch her grow, because it's all about that for me. It's like, if I can help and support somebody in that way, I might not get any children from my son, but the whole goal is to be able to help other children and bring them into my space, and hopefully they'll be like my own, you know, I gravitate to them. They're like my child.
Extended family.
Yeah, yeah.
So Melanated Melon is the organization, and y'all have an upcoming event. Tell us about that and how people in the community can rally around that and get involved.
Absolutely. So we do a annual Sip and Swing. And so this is our second annual event. And what we do is we go out to Topgolf in Charlotte, and we just have a good time. We have heavy hors d'oeuvres. We sit here and we golf. We talk about childhood cancer, and we just bring this to the community in a really positive way about what we're trying to do, and then just kind of support those who want to, or at least bring the attention to those who want to do more. So we like to have people out who want to participate and help us bring more awareness to what's going on in the childhood cancer space.
And when is that event going to take place?
So it's going to take place on July 11th, okay, from 5:30 to 7:30. It's a Thursday evening, but it's a great time. We would love to have anybody come out. We're still looking for sponsors and folks, okay, who want to help and support in a positive way. If you do want to reach out to us, you know, you can look us up at Melanated Melon on any platform, and we also have a website at www.melanatedmelon.org.
And what does Melanated Melon do with those funds? Give us some examples of, sure, of what that is going to contribute to.
So the funds that we collect go to support families with food and fuel cards. So it's not very much, but we do $250 food and fuel cards. We also do legacy gifts. And what a legacy gift is when a child passes away, we typically capture a thumbprint from that child, and we'll put it on a piece of jewelry, and we'll give it to the family members and those that are who want a piece of that child's legacy to remain with them. And so it's a piece of it's something that is just valued from the families that we support. And so we'll give as many people who want that piece of jewelry that jewelry. We also do grief support, and because we know it takes a lot of courage to do just get up every morning and start your day when you're going through something like this, because these families are grieving, even though they don't know what the status is of that child is going to be. We're just going through the motion. Our worlds literally stop when you're going through cancer, and we just want to say, you know what, breathe. Let us hold your hand. Let us talk to you. Let us be there to support you in any way possible, because we know this is difficult. And so we will do that for the families there.
It definitely does put things into perspective. I will have to say I'm a little bit emotional. I'm a parent, and I'm sitting in front of two parents right now who have lost their children, and I can't imagine. And so for both of you, what you do to walk alongside our community and to try to change someone else is really remarkable.
Thank you.
And so I appreciate both of you. It just, yeah, and I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional, no, but that just kind of hit me when you said that as a mom, that, you know, I'm sitting in front of both of you and you have lost children, but that you're not rocking in a corner somewhere, and you very well could be. You know, yeah, this, it's so difficult. It's difficult for anybody to get up any day.
Absolutely.
But to have to go on with life and do what you do, being in that situation, is truly remarkable. So I want to say kudos to both of you. And Brandon, we're going to talk a little bit more about your story as well. But to you, Catherine, thank you so much for what you do. And I know that the legacy of Jonathan is going to live on through you and through Melanated Melon. Tell us one more time when that event is going to take place. It is called a Sip and Swing.
Yes, it's our second annual Sip and Swing. We're going to be hosting on Thursday, July 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. We'd love to have everybody come out and support that event. It's a wonderful time. We get together, we laugh. It's not somber, but we're celebrating life. And we think that that's what our children would want us to continue to do in that respect.
Absolutely. Yes. And if people need to find you or want more information, they can find you on social media.
Absolutely. At all Melanated Melon platforms and at www.melanatedmelon.org.
Thank you so much, Catherine. We appreciate you coming in.